From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Venezuela has deployed hundreds of troops to the restive border state of Táchira following weeks of anti-government protests that have claimed more than 40 lives. In Caracas, thousands of healthcare workers took to the streets. Pediatrician Jose Soto said the quality of healthcare has deteriorated due to a lack of supplies and poor workplace conditions. Venezuela's crisis drew the attention of the UN Security Council Wednesday, where U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley warned of serious instability.
We are not for the opposition. We're not for President Maduro. We're for the Venezuelan people. We are saying, show respect to the Venezuelan people. They need to have free and fair elections. They need to release all political prisoners. The humanitarian situation needs to be addressed. They're without medicine. They're starting to go without food. There's serious issues that we're seeing in terms of the humanitarian issue.
She likened it to other world trouble spots like Syria. Peter Hockham is senior fellow at the Washington-based Inter-American Dialogue.
Aside from, the Haitian earthquake and some other natural disasters, this really is the worst man-made humanitarian economic governance crisis that I've seen in 50 years of watching Latin America.
The opposition demands elections, freedom for jailed activists, and autonomy for the National Assembly. Embattled socialist President Nicolas Maduro has blamed the opposition for trying to oust him in a coup with support from the U.S. Sudan Wednesday said President Omar al-Bashir will attend a summit Saturday in Saudi Arabia in which President Donald Trump will take part. Mr. Bashir under indictment by the International Criminal Court for genocide, but so far has escaped arrest. He denies any wrongdoing. The U.S. Embassy in Khartoum said it opposes the decision. This is VOA News.